Thank you, Ben, for that check of the markets and market updates every hour at 40 after. Ricky Klavenkamp here for Inside Agriculture. Even as food insecurity continues to rise, the USDA has moved to terminate all future household food security reports. Riley Smith, well, he has more.
The announcement, which is ironically made during Hunger Action Month, is another blow to the food banks and pantries across the country that are already struggling to meet the needs of local communities due to a lack of USDA funding. Annette Hacker, Chief Communications and Strategy Officer at the Food Bank of Iowa, said the announcement is troubling news for everyone who is trying to fight food insecurity.
It's very troubling. Suddenly shelve a report that's been trusted for 3 decades across multiple administrations. It's disappointing, it's troubling, and really it's hard to understand. It all of a sudden says that tracking and fighting hunger is not a priority, apparently, at the federal level.
Erasing the report does not erase food insecurity from the 47 million people who are unsure of when they will get their next meal every day. And things won't be getting any easier for them. As Hacker said, it's impossible to fill in the gap left by SNAP cuts without federal aid.
We have to move forward now more than ever, collectively and with support and compassion for people. You know, this is another blow to people who are already struggling, who are already having a hard time making ends meet. The charitable food system needs help right now, but we can't do it alone. We really can't. There's no way to make up the gap that the SNAP cuts are going to create, or really the hunger that is ahead of us. It's daunting.
Food banks and pantries are already seeing the effects of growing hunger as there are many new and unfamiliar faces walking in their doors every day.
Right. For the pantries, the 700 partners, pantry partners and programs that Food Bank of Iowa stocks across 55 counties, we're seeing people who are visiting their community pantry maybe for the first time or for the first time in a long time. There are others who have a hard time making ends meet, and they may be using that pantry supplementally because there's just not enough money at the end of the month to pay those necessary bills and have room for food.
Hacker said that helping people with food can also allow them to take care of other things that they might not be able to afford, and as a result, make progress towards getting out of rough financial times.
If we can help people provide that little bit of support with food, that frees them up to pay another bill, to put gas in the car to go to work, to buy that pair of shoes for their child, to make that car repair, to do whatever they need to do to keep the lights on, the heat's on, the rent paid, so that they can also still have food on the table.
Fortunately, Hacker said Feeding America will still be tracking food insecurity through the annual Map the Meal Gap report.
Feeding America will still be tracking hunger statistics through the annual Map the Meal Gap, which will not only help us keep a handle on how food security is affecting our country, but also enables us to measure some of the impact of our work.
To look into receiving or giving donations, visit foodbankiowa.org. I'm Riley Smith reporting.
Thank you, Riley. All right, we're going to be taking another step aside here. We got a check of your weather coming up next here on Inside Agriculture. And I mean, I've been watching the weather for a while now, and it looks like it's going to be staying warm just till Saturday, excuse me. And after Saturday, it just chills out. I even saw reports of possible snow next week. I don't believe it myself, but still, we're going to take a break for a check of your weather.